CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 4th of May, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 series continues with Ham SCI. Lunabat Radar through an RSGB convention presentation and new members benefit. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance is renewed. On Monday the 12th of May, Dr. Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, and RSGB Propagation Studies Committee member Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, will be delivering a Tonight at 8 webinar on Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, Space Weather We Can Do Together. Since the 2017 Solar Eclipse QSO party, Ham SCI has been bringing together amateur radio operators and professional space scientists. They have been developing new and innovative ways to study space weather and its impacts on the ionosphere and radio propagation. In the presentation, Nathaniel will show results from the 2023 and 2024 Ham SCI Festivals of Eclipse Ionospheric Science. Gwyn will explain why he enjoys Ham SCI experience, from exchanges with the scientists to learning from students, while pursuing his own studies on HF propagation. They'll also talk about what's next for the organisation and how you can participate. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/webinars. In the latest RSGB 2024 convention video to be released by the Society, Graham Murchie, G4FSG, presents Radar, the Eyes of the Few. In the talk, Graham gives a brief history of early radar, events leading up to the development of a viable system, and the establishment of the world's first operational radar station at Bordsley. Watch the video by going to youtube.com/@the RSGB. If you're interested in learning more about Bordsley Radar Museum, then check out the new benefit for RSGB members, which offers a 20% discount off the usual entrance price. Go to rsgb.org/partner-museums to find out more. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance have been renewed for the year to April 2026. Club Insurance certificates can be downloaded via rsgb.org/repeaterinsurance. You will need to log in to obtain your certificate. Beacon and Repeater Insurance certificates are available for an admin fee of £15 from the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after the renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. The RSGB Contest Club has recently exceeded 1 million QSOs. These have been made by RSGB members activating historic RSGB call signs and special event call signs, either in contests or in radio marathon activities. The QSOs have all been uploaded to Logbook of the World. The most prolific call sign has been Golf 6 X-Ray X-Ray, with over 154,000 QSOs, and the most recent has been GB0 IARU, which was active in April to celebrate 100 years of the International Amateur Radio Union. Find out more about the RSGB Contest Club, including how to join, by going to the RSGB website and selecting Contest Club from the On The Air menu. celebrations for the 70th anniversary of GB2RS are well underway. To find out how you can get involved with special event stations and awards, go to rsgb.org/golfbravo270romeo sierra. The RSGB has recently updated the web page to add a selection of newsreader stories, which you can access by clicking GB2RS newsreader stories from the menu on the right-hand side. If you ever wanted to learn more about the voice behind your weekly GB2RS broadcast, this is your chance. More stories will be added throughout the year. I'm not there. On Saturday, the 10th of May, RSGB volunteers will be attending a regional girl guiding event at Ardingly in West Sussex. Amongst other activities, girl guiding members will have the opportunity to operate special event call sign Golf Bravo 25 Mike Alpha Yankee via the QO100 satellite. The volunteers would welcome contacts via QO100 between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. on the day. Put the date in your diary and make time to encourage these youngsters as they try amateur radio. The German Amateur Radio Society, DARC, is once again hosting the traditional ham camp for youngsters during the Ham Radio Fair in Friedrichshafen between the 26th and 29th of June. It is open to participants under 27 years old and includes 3 nights at Ham Camp, 3 breakfast vouchers, and a 3-day ticket for the Ham Radio Fair. The package price is €80, and the deadline for registration is the 8th of June. You can find further information via tinyurl.com/hamcamp25. And now for details of rallies and events. The Dartmoor Radio Rally is taking place tomorrow, Monday the 5th of May, at the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Mevey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, PL26AL. Free parking is available. There will be the usual bring and buy as well as trader stands and refreshments. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. For further details, please call Roger on 07854 088 8882, or email him via 2echo0romeopapahotel@gmail.com. The popular Mills on the Air event is taking place on the weekend of the 10th and 11th of May. There are currently 35 stations taking part, with registrations still being accepted. Find out more by going to tinyurl.com/millsontheair. or by visiting the Mills on the Air Facebook page. Now the special event news. The Ramsbury Amateur Radio DX group will be active on the 3rd, 4th and 8th of May using the special call sign GB1VE to celebrate VE Day. The group will be operating on 20 metres and 40 metres using CW, SSB and digital modes. The Vintage Military Amateur Radio Society will be commemorating VE Day on Thursday, the 8th of May. Members will be controlling a number of nets on varying frequencies between 7 a.m. and 2 a.m. They will be using vintage military equipment dating from the World War II period and beyond. The full program of events can be found via vmars.org/news. Worthing Radio Events Group are planning to operate GB8OFP for the anniversary of VE Day on the 8th of May. Operation will take place on the seafront at the Ferring Pillbox, Patterson's Walk, West Sussex. Members will be active between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the 40 and 20 metre bands using SSD. The East Midlands Electronics and Radio Group will be on the air between the 8th and 11th of May to celebrate the 80th anniversary of VE Day using the call sign GB1BK. The group will operate from former RAF Binbrook in Lincolnshire. Members expect to be operational on at least 40, 20 and 2 metres using SSB, possibly some FT8 and SSTV. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will be operating special event radio station GU80 LIB, between the 9th and 11th of May, in celebration of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Guernsey at the end of World War II. See QRZ.com for more information. And special event station GB0SAR will be operating between the 3rd and 20th of May to support SOS Radio Week. The station will mostly be working using FT4 on the 20-metre band, but you might also catch it on the other HF bands using phone. For more information, visit QRZ.com. Now the DX News. A team of radio amateurs is active from TX9A, from Tubai in the Austral Islands, IOTA OC152, until Wednesday the 7th of May. The group will operate on the HF bands. QSL is available via DK8ZZ. For all direct requests, use Clublog OQRS. Further information is available via Alpha Uniform Sierra Tango Romeo Alpha Lima 2025.com. Eurus YL2GM is active as Zulu Sierra 8 Whiskey from Prince Edward Island and Marion Island, IOTA AF021, until Friday the 16th of May. Eurus will be on Marion Island as a radio engineer and member of the SANAP Station Communication Equipment Maintenance Team, and he hopes to find good periods of time to be operational. Now the contest news. The ARI International DX Contest started on Saturday the 3rd of May and ends at 11.59 UTC today. Using CW, RTTY and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Italian stations also send their province. The 432 megs to 245 gigs contest also started on Saturday the 3rd of May and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 432 megs to 245 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The 10 GHz trophy runs today from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The May 144 megs contest also runs today from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also today, the 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain 7 megs phone contest also runs today from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using SSB on the 40-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and Worked All Britain Square. On Tuesday, the 6th of May, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. Also on Tuesday the 6th, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 7th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. And also, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday, the 8th, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 1st of May, 2025. After the previous week's geomagnetic disturbances, as described in last week's GB2RS, the last 7 days have been relatively quiet. The KP index has mostly been in the ones and twos. However, the rise to a KP in value of 4 on Thursday, the 1st of May, could herald a return to unsettled conditions. The solar flux index peaked at 170 on the 24th of April before declining to 148 at the end of the month. HF conditions have been acceptable rather than outstanding, and many stations struggled to work the exit times during International Marconi Day on the 26th of April. Nevertheless, there is DX about, including ZS8W, Marion Island, TX9A, Austral Islands, and HD8G, Galapagos Islands. A look at the PROPI propagation prediction tool will help you work out the best times for making a contact with each station and on each band. You can find it by going to rsgb.org/propagation-tools. Looking ahead, a large sunspot has rotated into view. Now designated 4079, this region has returned and was previously sunspot region 4055. It has already emitted an M-class solar flare, and we may expect greater activity as it becomes more Earth-centric over the next week. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will climb again in the coming week, perhaps rising to between 160 and 165. Geomagnetic disturbances are also due to rise, with the KP index forecast to reach 5 on the 5th and 6th of May. If this becomes a reality, expect lowered MUFs and poorer HF paths, especially over the poles, as the KP index rises. And finally, this week traditionally marks the start of the sporadic E-season, so keep an eye on 10 and 12 metres for short and medium range openings to Europe. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of high-pressure tropical weather weakened a little as last week ended, and we'll see the return of unsettled conditions with showery rain, perhaps even the odd thunderstorm. This is unlikely to lead to a total removal of high pressure, and tropo will still be worth looking for, especially over the western side of the UK. Some models face a new high just west of Britain during the coming week. This means that the rain prospects are not great, although probably just enough for a hint of rain scatter in any isolated heavier showers. The HS bands sounded a bit watery at times last week, which is a classic sign of potential aurora to explore on the higher bands. Look out for aurora in the coming week if the KP index climbs above 5. Meteor scatter is also worth thinking about, and after last week's Lyrids, we now have the Eta Aquaridge shower peaking in the early hours of the 6th of May. Remember that sporadic ionization is largely composed of long-lived meteor ions, so be on watch for sporadic openings. From now onwards, through to mid-September, sporadic will dominate the lower VHF bands, so check the clusters for signs of activity. Remember that sporadic starts on 10 meters and moves to HF as an opening develops, even reaching 2 meters in the peak summer. Sporadic events are often fleeting, so the best you can do is monitor conditions as the sporadic intensifies and be ready when it reaches the band you want. Don't forget to check the daily blogs on www.propquest.co.uk, which discuss the potential links between location of jet streams and sporadic formation. EME path losses are increasing, but apogee is still a week away. Moon declination passed maximum last Thursday, so moon windows are shortening along with reducing peak elevation. 144 megs sky noise is low all week, and that's fall from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is meetings for the Southwest, my area, and all of Wales. So, on Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting from 7:30pm held at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP70PL. Gordado Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Bristol, BS28JT. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Boathage Royal Leisure Centre, from 7:30pm. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society club room is now open on Friday evenings from 8pm. Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club meets on the second Monday of the month at 7:30pm at the Baptist Church Hall, Commercial Road, Shepton Mallet, BA45BU. On Tuesday, there's a social meeting at the Quarterjack, 18 Priory Road, Wells, BA51SY. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club, well, Fridays sees the weekly club night from 7pm with a talk starting at 8pm. This Friday's talk is entitled, Can You Tell a Radio Amateur from a fish, given by Professor Chris Budd, G4NBG. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundations license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/SierraBravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursdays, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club have a meeting at Parish Room, Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil, from 7:30pm. This Thursday sees a discussion about VNAs by G3OTH. And now for Wales. The next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 9th of May, at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6pm. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Barry Amateur Radio Society will host their rally on the 17th of May at Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, CF64-5SP. There's a large free on-site car park and the doors open at 9:30am, traders 8am. Admission is £3, traders and exhibitors. Call Nigel, GW1CUQ, on 02920-892. 580. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, EF64-5SP. Blackford and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday there's a meeting at Iswin High School, NP12-0NU. Carmarthen ARS have a club meeting on Tuesday at 6:30pm. Where they will be carrying out club shack improvements. A short committee follows at 7pm. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The next meeting will take place on the 6th of May. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Henfleys Village Hall, NP446JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club. On Monday, there's a show and tell project at Canolf and Ice Caefeog, Gywen. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursdays, see the Clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. The next meeting of Rhyln District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday, 7th of May, at 7:30 p.m. at the Rhyln Yacht Club building, Kimmel Bay, Rhyln. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the portable cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rotherston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.